I'm Brooke Thorington, and this is Louisiana Radio Network's interview with Calcasieu Parish Sheriff Stitch Guillory, conducted on Tuesday, July 9th, 2024, about the arrest of Aaliyah Jack and how her children were found abandoned in the parish, one found deceased July 8th at the Welcome Center in Vinton near the Texas state line, and her infant crawling from a ditch along Interstate 10, 6 miles away from his brother.
It was an unbelievable story, and you know, we refer to him as our miracle baby because this one-year-old spent 2 days out there on the side of the highway, and it's a miracle. But you know, as you're well aware of it, you know, we found his brother dead in the water behind the Vinton Welcome Center. So from there, our investigation progressed, and our main focus was to try to identify the body. So we received a call at 3 p.m. that the body was in the water. So at 8 p.m., we sent out a media release in an attempt to try to identify, because we didn't have any missing children at the time. So about 9:30 p.m. last night, we were able to identify the child as a four-year-old last seen with his mother, Aaliyah Jack. And the people that came forward said there was also a one-year-old sibling that was with her also. So we realized at that point that, you know, maybe there's another body out there in the water. So at 9:48 p.m. last night, we issued a BOLO, and later issued a warrant. And basically a BOLO is be on the lookout. You know, we had a description of her car. Jack was located in Mississippi by Meridian PD and was arrested last night for a failure to report a missing child. Had a $300,000 bond signed by Judge Fazio. And so we were amassing our resources at the Vinton Welcome Center to go out there and do a search in hopes of locating this one-year-old. When at 9 a.m. this morning, we received a call from a truck driver passing by that he had a baby in a ditch on I-10 eastbound. Once the units responded, we were able to positively identify the baby as the missing one-year-old. The one-year-old has been turned over to DCF, Child Protection. They took the baby to the hospital, being checked out. Right now, everything appears to be okay. We're just very fortunate and happy that, you know, we were able to locate him. You know, I want to give kudos and shout-outs to our investigators. They worked throughout the night on this case. It was through those efforts that we were able to locate Miss Jack, and we're thankful for this truck driver that stopped. And you know, everything that happened is just a miracle. So we're elated that we found the one-year-old alive.
Guillory says the infant was found along Interstate 10 eastbound near mile marker 10, miles away from where his brother's body was found.
Probably anywhere from 6 to 8 miles. The Welcome Center is right at the Louisiana-Texas border, right when you cross into Louisiana. And the baby was found at close to a mile marker 10.
At 4:30 Monday morning, Hurricane Beryl made landfall in Matagorda, Texas as a Category 1 storm. Houston sustained significant damage 121 miles away from Vinton, Louisiana.
The kids were last seen on Saturday. So from what we can gather through our investigation, that this occurred sometime Sunday when the four-year-old ended up in the water, sometime on Sunday. And so we were going back out there thinking that, you know, there was another body out there once we realized it was two kids instead of one. And so we're just fortunate.
I asked Guillory if there's surveillance footage of Jack at the Welcome Center.
We know for a fact she was there through our investigation. We can place her there.
So she was at the visitor center and dropped off the four-year-old is what we're believing?
Well, of course, we're still in the early stages of our investigation. You know, the coroner has to give a cause of death on the four-year-old. We don't know if he drowned or we don't know if he was dead before he went in the water. Only the autopsy can reveal that. So, you know, we have to wait for the coroner to conduct his autopsy to try to figure out in peace, you know, what we think transpired.
Does Miss Jack have a previous criminal record?
It's very minimal. She had a few arrests and nothing major.
Can you describe what those arrests might be, if they were domestic?
I want to say one of them was maybe a theft, but nothing major that would cause us to have red flags.
A family member called you Monday night, correct? Do we know, can you tell me any more about that family member?
That is correct. And all I can tell you is a family member that saw, that seen our newscast, you know, that we had recovered this body, and they were concerned and made the call to us, and we were able to confirm that, you know, who the kid was.
Does she have any other children that we know of?
Not that I'm aware of, other than these two.
Do we know anything about the father of these children, or is that still all under investigation?
We've met with the father. We met with the father this morning, and he was upset and distraught, as well as most parents would be.
Are they divorced? Are they married? Was this maybe
no,
a custody
they were,
thing?
They were not together.
And she had custody of the children?
Yes, as far as we know.
Did her family member say that she was going on vacation or taking the children somewhere or anything like that?
No. We're still in the early stages of our investigation, trying to piece it together. And we have investigators over in Mississippi at this point, and hopefully we'll get to interview Miss Jack today and find out what her side of the story is.
I can't imagine what it was like when that truck driver and then your deputies came along and found that one-year-old child.
Well, the crazy part is, you know, thank God we had a storm out there, and we had cloud cover and rain, and so it kept the heat down, and we honestly feel that, you know, that helped him to survive these last 2 days out there. I mean, really, when the truck driver seen him, he was crawling, getting close to the roadway, so it's a good thing that trucker was sitting up high and just happened to look over and seen him and pulled over immediately. So this just restores my faith in humanity that, you know, he cared enough and pulled over on the side of the road and called 911 and offered assistance.
Thank goodness. This is just such a bizarre story. Have you ever had anything like this in your years of law enforcement?
No, I can't say I have. And I've been doing this 41 years, and this is probably one of the most bizarre cases I've ever seen.
As for a motive, Guillory says hopefully they'll know more once they interview the mother.
We just ask that you, you know, pray for this family and keep them in your prayers. And, you know, like I said, I mean, it's a miracle that this baby survived this, and we're thankful and grateful.
I'm Brooke Thorington.